Okay, continuing with Tisha B'Av. Okay, last thing we're learning about washing. By the way, I saw an interesting thing. You asked me yesterday about washing for COVID. So I saw Rabbi Herschel Schechter from YU, the big Pesach, the very big Pesach. He writes, somebody asked him, can you wash your hands for COVID? So he said like this, if you wear a mask, then you could. If you wear a mask, that means that you're afraid of your health and you're careful about your health, therefore you're allowed to wash your hand. If you don't wear a mask, because you don't care, you just rely on Hashem, then you can't wash your hands. That's what he said. It's very interesting. That was his, if you think about it, it's not a bad idea. Okay, about wearing shoes, we said you're not allowed to wear any shoes that are and even part of it that has leather. Okay, marital relations are forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Even those that what's called the Harchokis apply Tisha B'Av, according to all opinions at night, even according to the Alter Rebbe, it applies also during the day. Now, Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to ask, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. When you meet somebody in Shul, you're not supposed to say good morning. You're not supposed to say good afternoon. It says if somebody doesn't know and says to you, good morning, so you could, like, nod back just to be, not to be cruel, not to be mean. What?
There are some people that are trying to have a baby and the cycle has to match.
They still can't do a Tisha B'Av night. No. What?
Leather belt, why? Just
it's only leather shoes, it's called a pleasure. You could wear a leather shirt, pants, belt, yarmulke, glasses. Because it's not called pleasure. Leather shoes are pleasure. Okay, another thing is a person should not go stam walking on Tisha B'Av, just the leisurely things on Tisha B'Av are forbidden. Even smoking, nobody here smokes, but smoking. In Halach, it says some people forbid it the whole day, and some people forbid it only in the morning. Afternoon, they do it b'tzina, it says. Quietly in your house, you could smoke. That's cigarettes, by the way, not the other stuff. Okay. Now, as far as Malacha goes on Tisha B'Av, it says like this. You avoid doing work. If somebody's going to lose money, but they have a job and they have to go to work, then obviously they're allowed to go to work. But things that you can delay, that shouldn't be done, you don't do Tisha B'Av. Even household chores, like we said, making the beds, or even preparing food for later, unless your kids need to eat, but if you're preparing food for that for after the fast, that you should wait until afternoon. Even business, it says, if you can avoid it, you should avoid at least until midday.
Someone go on a trip that entails not for pleasure?
When Tisha B'Av? You don't go unless somebody has to fly for business or whatever.
Well, sure,
somebody, a lady called me today. Her daughter is getting married Sunday. And she has to fly, so she was going to fly Friday morning. So the airline canceled the flight, and the only flight that she can go before Shabbos, because her daughter's wedding Sunday night, is on Thursday. So he asked her, what time is the flight? The flight's in the afternoon. So I said, she can go, because when's she going to go? She's going to miss her daughter's wedding. But stop to fly for no reason at all, unless if you have a ticket already and you save a lot of money, whatever, it's going to cost you money to change it. But stop to fly, if you don't have to, you don't do
it.
Even after 1 o'clock, in fact, even Matzoi Tisha B'Av is preferred not to fly until midday the next day.
How early on
haircuts? We're getting there. Okay, you don't sit on a chair until afternoon. Okay. Now, normally, what? What?
Even after using the restroom, you wash with.
Only until. If you always wash with soap, you can wash with soap, but only until the end of the fingers. Okay, now, when a person puts on Okay, let's do that before. Normally, all the dinim of the 9 days applies until the next day, 10th of Av at 1 o'clock, at Chatzais. That means normally, this year Tisha B'Av is Thursday, so normally you couldn't do anything until 1 o'clock Friday, which means no meat, no music, no haircuts, no laundry, all the things that you're not allowed to do during the 9 days normally goes until the next day at midday. But because it's Friday, so L'Kovit Shabbos, so then you're allowed to do laundry already in the morning. You could get haircuts in the morning. You can cut your nails in the morning. Cutting your nails is not a problem anyway. You can get a haircut in the morning. But for instance, meat and music and swimming and all that, that you can't do until 1 o'clock on Friday. But those things that you need to do for Shabbos, that you can do. It says if a person really has an issue with laundry, so many poskim permit it Thursday night. Some say you can only wash what you must have, but Friday morning you can wash everything. In fact, right before I came here, somebody called me. His kid just came home from camp, overnight camp. Every one of the clothes are dirty. They have nothing to wear. So girls, it's even worse. They have nothing to wear. In camps, they don't have the dry cleaners. Go to the camps. What the dry cleaners are the floors. Anyway, so then, b'di'evit, it's not so simple, by the way. She could wash only what she must have until Tisha B'Av. But you can't just wash a whole bunch of stuff. Get mincha Tisha B'Av, you put on taus and tefillin, because we don't put taus and tefillin on in the morning. So you put tefillin, taus and tefillin on in the afternoon, and you say, like, the whole Krishna, this is our custom, the whole Krishna, and then we finish off Shachris. What do you mean, finish off Shachris? We didn't say the Yom in the morning. We didn't say Enka Lekeinu. Aleinu, they said already in the morning, so that you don't have to say again. So you have the Yom, Enka Lekeinu, Tilim. Okay, and then you put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Now, our custom is, some people have a different custom. Our custom is, you daven mincha in Rashi's tefillin. Those that put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. We daven mincha in Rashi's tefillin. And after mincha, then you put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin and say again the three parshiyos of Shema and Kaddish and Vayu Kviyachan, the Sheish Schirus, just like you would do on a regular day with Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. What?
That we
skip. Do we say that at
mincha? What
about no, we don't say that.
The morning bracha that we skip.
No. Shasi Kotaku, we don't make it until the next day.
Why not make it up?
Huh?
Why can't we say it in the evening?
We said yesterday, there are opinions that say you should say Shasi Kotaku at night when you put on the shoes. But the Rebbe writes, our meaning is we don't say it until the next day. Whatever their custom is, if their custom is to put both, then you put both. I don't know what their custom is.
But in the afternoon, only Rashi.
They bring down that there were people that the Bali Kabbalah put on the tefillin in the morning, but it doesn't say about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. I don't know. I guess if they put on tefillin, they probably put on. Some people, by the way, put on Rashi's in the morning. And they daven mincha Rabbeinu Tam. That's what a lot of people do, by the way. So daven mincha Rabbeinu Tams. But again, our meaning is we don't put on tefillin in the morning, and we put on Rabbeinu Tams after mincha.
Do you wear talus in the morning?
No. No talus, no tefillin. Said yesterday, you don't even kiss the tzitzis for Baruch Shomer or Shema. You don't kiss the tzitzis either. You just...
You don't make a bracha on tzitzis.
You don't make a bracha on tzitzis, you don't make a bracha on talis, you don't make a bracha on anything.
In the silence, I mean, that we say, why don't we say amen in the morning?
Why? Yeah, it's the same question in any fast day. Only the chazan says amen.
Not talis in the afternoon.
What?
Not talis in the afternoon.
Talis there is. Talis and tefillin in the afternoon for mincha. You have talis and tefillin. And amen is only Only the chazan, if there's a minyan fasting, then you say it in the morning. Nachem, by the way, that we say at mincha, even if somebody doesn't fast, for whatever reason, nachem you say. Nachem has nothing to do with fasting. Aneinu has to do with fasting. If you fast, you say aneinu at mincha. If you don't fast, you don't say aneinu. Many people that are older or whatever, not able to fast the whole day, so a lot of them, right after like 1:30, they'll have a minyan for mincha. Many places have that. They'll have a minyan for mincha, you know, finish up shacharis and do the whole thing, and then they'll go home and break the fast. Many people that are not able to fast.
Once 1:30 passes, you're allowed to say
kilum? Once 1:30 passes, you could say the shiurim akvuim, which means chitas. Officially, when the Rebbe gave out the thing, the Rebbe said Yishlun Rambam at night. But, you know, the Rebbe was very... in Indian, there's no difference between Rambam and Chitas. You could say Chitas, then you could say Rambam, because Shiurim HaKvuyim... Shulchan Aruch says like this, the Shiurim HaKvuyim, they set things that you learn every day, you can learn during Tisha B'Av afternoon.